Senator John Richter, the consultation report on patient who and Lopez consultation request by Dr. Michael Kruger, reasonable consultation, atrial fibrillation, evaluation for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation. History patient is a 87-year-old male with a 6 sinus symptoms, status for pacemaker implantation period. Patient is completing a palpitation and shortness of breath period. Patient's pacemaker integration showed multiple episodes of atrial fibrillation period. Patient is referred to me for elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Past medical history, 6 sinus syndrome, atrial fibrillation, hypertension, coronary artery disease. Period. Allergies, non-endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary artery disease, cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, degeneration, weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspera history, pulmonary history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated nausea, arthritis on examination, blood pressure, 132 over 72, pulse is 70, respiration 16, weight is 195 pound, HEND, no JVD, lungs clear, bilateral, heart is regular, rate, and rhythm. Number measures of gallop, abdomen soft, normal, active, bowel sound, extremity, no edema. Click hemorrhage number 1, paroxysmal atrial fibrillation. Number 2, coronary artery disease. Number 3, hypertension. Recommendation, patient has atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient as well as family regarding elective surgical studies and radio frequency ablation and pulmonary vein isolation. Procedure is kind of benefit. Discuss in detail possible risk included but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80% period.